us the pricing, jumping on the line to answer any questions that you may have. One moment.
Hey, Rusty, I'm here. Noel, how you doing today? My name is Manny.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, not too much, man. How's your day going? Pretty good?
Good, yep.
Good, good, man. So, I know you were talking to Rusty, and he was just, you know, telling you a little bit about, you know, our company and what we do. You know, do you have any other questions other than the pricing?
So, I'm just trying to understand. All you do is just put me on the top of Google or somewhere closer up there.
So, yeah, so this is what we do. So, we've been in business for 17 years, so we've been doing this for a long time. So what we do is we get you on Google, get you on the first page. So, you know, if someone's looking for, I see you do salt install, tree service, you know, landscaping and, you know, excavation and all that. So what we do is we put those particular key phrases or keywords in your profile on Google. So when someone is searching for you online, they'll be able to find your services. And you will come up on that first page or in that search criteria where, you know, you might see some of your other competitors come up, you know, when you search that area. And so what we do is just make sure that you also are listed on over 60 directories across the internet. So we go on like Kudzu, Yelp, Chamber of Commerce. You know, we go through and make sure that you're listed and all your business information is correct. And so that's going to give you more opportunity for leads, you know, and have reviews and everything transferred to those, you know, particular companies also. And so we set up a dashboard, which we give you access to. So this allows you to track any of your leads coming in. So if it's just certain areas that you see you have, you know, greater impact and you're having more sales, then we can tailor your needs to those particular areas and, you know, target those markets with your, you know, with your ads or, you know, or if you want to put certain zip codes or cities under where you, you know, you're looking for service. And so that's what we actually do. And we make sure that you're also listed on Bing. So if someone is using Bing, I don't know how many people are, but hey, somebody is. We make sure that you're listed on Bing, Amazon Alexa, and of course you'll be found on all mobile devices. So that's what we actually do. Do you have actually a website right now? No website?
I have the URL and I'm working on putting it together, but I just haven't had any time to do that.
Okay. No worries. Yeah. So, you know, if you have your, you know, if you already bought the URL or domain for your name, we can actually, so we can actually help you if you need to, and we can also set up your website and use your logo or whatever you want to do, any photos from jobs. We can, you know, tailor how you want to have it, you know, set up and established. And that's free of charge also. We don't, you know, charge you for any of that. So, you know, we'll handle that side and also drive traffic and leads to your website, you know, because some people, you know, they get picky. They're like, oh, he doesn't have a website, so I don't know. You know, other people are like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really matter. But we can also assist with that, you know, if you need. And if you're running, you know, I'm not sure if you have a Facebook business page or anything, but we can also tailor ads to your Facebook business, and we can go put those leads and those marketing ads out up to 50 miles. And so, you know, we can target, you know, potential, you know, clients for you. So if it's certain demographics or areas that you want to, you know, target, we can also do that for you and, you know, get everything wrapped up in a bow. Usually it takes us about 30 to 45 days to get everything set up. You know, we usually like to, you know, get it a little bit quicker than that. But usually some other companies will tell you they're about 60 to 90 days. So our, industry standard is 30 to 45 days to get all your stuff up and running. Usually your ads will actually get to run in about 7 to 14 days. But, you know, if you need help with the website and everything, that usually takes a little bit longer because we want to make sure that, again, that it's set up how you want, your specifications, and, you know, it looks good for you, you know. So it just gives us a little time for our you know, back office team, our setup team to help you with that. And, again, it's no contract. You know, he probably mentioned that to you, but we are just month to month. So we're not going to sign you up for a 1 year or 6 month contract. So, you know, if you say, hey, Manny, give us a call or, you know, give our customer service a call, say, hey, you know, I want to go ahead and cancel this. It's not working for me. no hard feelings. You go ahead and just let us know at least 3 days before your bill cycle, and we can go ahead and cancel out your services. But we won't take any of your listings down. We won't mess with your Google, profile. All that stuff stays up. So, you know, we're not vindictive or anything like, oh, man, you know, he's going to stop doing business with us. So that's not how we work. So we definitely leave all your stuff up, again, month to month. So, you know, it's basically, you know, not having a contract. We are in a company that is like, let us prove, you know, our business, you know, model to you, and, you know, let us show you how our things work, you know. So that's just, you know, a gist of it. And, you know, today we are running a special. It's usually $6.99, but we have a special for $2.49, flat rate, no other, you know, taxes, fees, any type of hidden charges or anything. That's for, you know, us to give you, you know, everything I mentioned, give you the dashboard. Also, we'll throw in a Google number and an app where you can kind of forward your calls to. And if you want the, you know, the app, you can track all your calls that's coming in from certain locations. And you can also record your calls. So, you know, let's say you're busy on a job, you don't have time to, you know, go out and give an estimate or whatever, you can record the call and, you know, follow back up with the customer later on when you have some time too. So we throw all that in. We'll do the website for you, run your Facebook ads, and get that Google, you know, listing on there. And, you know, again, that's only $249 a month, and that's flat rate, you know. And so it's a great opportunity. And, you know, we stand behind our work, and we definitely have the ratings online. So if you Google Local Splash, you see we have great ratings. We got an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. And, again, we've been in business for 17 years. It'll be 18 in December. So we are here to, you know, help you grow your business, man. What are, if you don't mind me asking, what's some of your, you know, short-term goals for your business? Like, is it just to get more leads, or, you know, kind of grow outside of your particular service area? I mean, you know, what's some of your goals?
Well, short term is just to grow, because I literally started it like 3-4 months ago. You know,
okay.
And I began little jobs here and there, so it's kind of been like, you know, an off on and off type of thing. But I wanted to make it like full time. So
full time, gotcha.
Yeah.
Are you? And so are you just getting, like, some of your leads from, like, HomeAdvisor right now, or is
yep,
it just...
Yeah,
okay. How is it working out for you? Is it just so-so, or...
I've been getting some good ones. It's just some of the customers that I get on there, they're just like, they just want the cheapest person they can find.
Gotcha, yep. Mm-hmm. And do you still get charged for those? Yeah,
I get charged for some of the ones I don't even, you know,
that
don't
book. You don't even respond to. Yep.
Yeah, well, I try to respond to, but I can't. They don't pick up or no. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And again, you know, I don't know what you're charging them, but you know, from what we've heard from other customers,
$1,500 in the last month.
See, exactly. And I was just about to say, I had one customer, man, he said they hit his bank account for $2,500 and he didn't even know, you know, and that made him late on his rent. And it's just like, you know, you can't do business like that. That's just not acceptable. And, you know, it's predatory, you know.
Yeah,
and I had another
client. I call my bank account and close my debit card. And I guess they got to give him my account and routing number. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, man. So, you know, I think this is definitely a great opportunity, man, you know, to...
Right, so that 250, what is that, what mm-hmm. is that actually for? What
so
is that money going to, like, just posting me up on the internet, or what?
So, again, that's just maintenance for, you know, to help support your account needs. So that's going to go to your website development for our team. You know, $75 of that will go to your for your Facebook ads. And then the rest is just maintenance costs for us to, you know, do business, you know.
Okay,
and
so you kind of use $75 monthly on Facebook ads.
Yep, and if you don't use the full amount in that month, it will roll over to the following month, too. So, you know, we don't have to just use all of it at one particular time. If you say, hey, guys, I want to pull back a little spending, or I want to try this particular area, or, you know, let's just do $50 this month. You can actually
do
that.
Who runs the ads?
So our back office team, they will run the ads for you. And so they will put them up and get them out for you and schedule them. And so they will handle all that for
you. Send them pictures?
Yeah, you can provide them pictures. If it's certain pictures that you want listed, or if it's stock photos that you say, hey, you know, it's cool to just put up a couple stock photos, but they will run them with whatever you have. So if you do have certain, you know, pictures that from previous jobs that you want to put up, we can definitely put that up again with your, you know, with your logo and run all that for you. Yep. Yeah, man. So it's definitely a great opportunity. And like you said, you know, your leads and stuff weren't working out with them, you know, and again, you know, we're month to month.
Yeah,
you
were talking about I would have like leads or something like what is that?
Your
lead generator, leads management, what is that?
Well, you're going to generate your leads from people finding you on Google, because you're going to have a greater placement and an overall showing online, and you're still going to be listed on, again, those 60 other directories, and really it's 65, so we're going to get you on 65. So it's 65 other directories that you could potentially even get business from. Again, we're going to put you on Yelp. We're going to put you on Kudzu. We're going to put you on Chamber of Commerce. So whoever is going to those particular websites, because, you know, everybody doesn't go to Google. You know, some people use Facebook.
Some people use
Instagram. So, you know, so you're going to have all those, you know, yellow pages or, you know, white pages for business. But we'll make sure that you're listed and all your information is up to date. And so if someone is looking for, you know, your particular service is in your zip code or, you know, or whatever within that 50, 25-mile radius, whatever you tell us you want us to go out to, you're going to come up in their search, and that's going to give you greater visibility. Because the thing with HomeAdvisor and Angie's List and Thumbtack, you know, for some people it's awesome, for other people it's not, but all they do is get those leads directly from Google, and they sell them to you guys. And so they're kind of like the middleman. They're getting leads generated coming from the website or from online, and then they just sell them to you. And so this way, you're cutting the middleman out, and you're just getting your leads. And again, we're not charging you per lead. We're not going to say, hey, you know, Noel, this is going to be, you know, $200 for this lead. Nope. It's going to be a flat rate where you're going to be generating your leads, and they're going to be coming directly to your website off of your advertisement and us making sure that your online presence is up there where you can be found with the big boys, you know?
And so pretty much that's just like my phone ringing more, or is that like an app that I will go and check on my leads? How is that?
No, your phone will be ringing more. And again, like I said,
the homeowner's contacting me directly. I don't got to call the homeowner and tell them yada, yada, yada. Hey,
Nope. Nope, they're going to be calling you directly. They're not going to be routing to us, and then we transfer them to you. Those leads are going to come directly to you.
That's a lot.
But
better.
all we're doing is just getting your online presence. And again, your website, if you want us to work on that, we can do that, you know, and just make everything official and get all your online presence, just get everything streamlined. Looking like a pretty bowl for Christmas with a nice PlayStation 5 under the tree, you know? So, it definitely, it's a great opportunity to get those leads. And, you know, and really, if you kind of just break that down, you know, if we say 30 days, what is it? 250 time or 250 divided by 30, that's $8 a day. You know, and so you might pick up 5 leads in a week or 10 leads in a week, and you know, these people aren't going to be expecting you to be the lowest price, because, you know, again, I'm not, you know, I can't lie, I used HomeAdvisor before, you know, when I had to get some work done on the house, and like you said, some people are looking for the cheapest. They're not looking for the best. They're looking for the cheapest, you know? And so they're going to go out and call 5.
Yeah, that's not me, man. I told so many people, I go, if you want cheap, I'm not your guy. Because, dude, I think shit I do, you know?
Exactly, man. You know,
they don't understand insurance and this and that and materials and, you know, paying people, renting equipment, and like they think all this just poof.
I'm telling you, man, we had to rent, like, before I sold my other house, because me and my wife, we do some rentals, and we have 7 rentals in Atlanta. You know, we flip houses.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, and for a guy to come out, man, and for my guy, he didn't have his own Bobcat, but for him to rent a Bobcat from Sunbelt, and it's probably even went up, but that was $485 an hour for him to rent every 4 hours.
Wow.
You know, for every four hours, or it was something like that. Like four, I think it was 4 hours because we needed it for 2 days, but we had to pay him on top of the rental. And so it's like, yeah, people don't understand how much it costs. So you got to put gas in it. You got to do maintenance. You know, my GE that I had, you know, his liability insurance, you know, a month was like $500 a month, you know, for him to have his coverage, you know. So I get it.
Yeah.
I definitely get it. Yeah.
Why are you still doing this if you got all those rental properties, man?
Well, the thing is, man, to be honest with you, me and my wife, we have our rental properties. We sold our main house in Atlanta, and we actually moved to Costa Rica. So right now, I stay in Costa Rica. And so we wanted to change the scenery. Yeah, but, you know, I got kind of bored sitting
Rusty
at home
still
because...
Rusty still on here?
Huh?
Rusty still on the phone?
No, he got off the phone. No,
he's
probably
like, man, this guy over here living his life in Costa Rica.
Yeah, yeah, man, we moved in December of last year, and we, you know, just decided we just wanted to change the scenery and just do something different. But, you know, I've been working with Local Splash for a couple months, but I just, you know, I got bored sitting at home just doing nothing. And so I was like, well, let me find a company that I like to work for, or something that I like to do, and dealing with, understanding the dynamics of you guys' job, you know, contractors and, you know, rehabbers and everybody else. I like working with you guys, and I like assisting people and helping small and medium-sized businesses get where they want to be, you know? And so that gives me joy to help somebody else grow their business because, you know, again, like, you know, I try not to get too personal. But, you know, I like to understand what your whys are, you know, like, why did you start your business, or why, you know, do you want to retire your wife? Do you want, you know, are you taking care of parents? You know, like, my mom and my wife's mom, they're going to retire next year. My mom's a nurse and her mom works at IBM, and both of our fathers passed away, but we started rehabbing because we were like, okay, if we can set aside a nice chunk of money for our parents and take care of them, you know, it'll be all worth it. You know what I'm saying? So that's you know, you have those goals, and it's just like, you know, we didn't grow up struggling or anything. We middle-class families, but, you know, you just want to give back to your parents. So that was like our why we did, you know, real estate, and we made over $700,000 with it, you know? So we did good since 2016.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. You know, so it was
absolutely
cool.
Right now, man, you know, with the prices and stuff, if you got property, whoo.
Hell yeah, you got to hold on to them, man. And I'm so glad we got our rental properties before the market went crazy because I get leads sent to me from, you know, certain wholesalers or, you know, sellers and stuff. And I, you know, I look at it and I'm like, man, you know, I know the area and I'm like, this house used to cost, you know, $80,000, but now they want $230,000. Like, it just, it doesn't balance out, you know? It's crazy, man.
They want like $3,500 a month for rent.
Yep. And that's why we didn't, you know, we haven't acquired any properties in a year and a half because I don't want to get another rental property where I have to charge somebody $2,000 or $3,000 in rent. And I know it's a shortage of, you know, qualified rental where it's fair for people, you know, and I'm not trying to tax people arm and leg to just try to cover this rent and then make $500 or $600 a month. Like, it just don't even balance out, you know? So So it's just,
I'll try this out. I'll try it out.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
Like
let's,
I told you,
let's...
I spent $1,500 the last month on Angie's Day. And I was like, man, if I could just have that money, go to better use.
No, I get it, man. I definitely get it. So let's get everything set up. Let's let's start getting some info, and let me get in this other page here. Yeah, man. How did you get into the business? Was it something that like some other family members or friends did, or you just hopped on it and started?
I've been working in construction for a while, and I'm in the process of getting my contractor's license to do marine construction. And I bought a semi, and I get a lot of free time with the semi. So I'm like, you know, I don't like sitting at home not doing nothing. Let me start a business that I can do on the side and make some money and hopefully stop driving the semi, run the business, make more money. So when I do get my contractor's license, I got enough money and I got equipment and trailers and everything I need to already start it. So it's like I'm trying to take, you know, steps my way up. You know, I'm not trying to just go balls to the wall from nothing have a contractor's license. I'm like, how am I going to afford workers' comp and this and that, and, you know, and then buy trailers and then buy equipment, like, you know.
Yeah. No, man. Yeah. I got a couple buddies that own their own semis too, man, and most of my friends, they run out of Atlanta. I have one friend that runs out of Chicago. Usually he runs Indiana. He might do some Michigan. And then my couple buddies that's down in Atlanta, they might run to Florida, Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee. But they try to keep it local so they can get back home and stuff, man. But, you know,
I'm home every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's just like, man,
1:30 o'clock.
That's good, man. That's good. Where do you usually run, like middle or central?
I'm middle east, like central east Florida, from like Vero to, you know, West Palm. I don't know if you're familiar with that area, but I just stay around there. From like Melbourne, Palm Bay, Cocoa, up to, you know, Palm Beach and stuff.
So. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. That's cool, man. Yeah. Cause I know so, and it's funny, my wife, when we met, man, she was just like, you just know so many people. Like, why do you know so many people? I was like, yo, like, I just network with people like all my life.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you seem like a good guy that everybody would get along with.
Yeah, man. Like, I have, one of my good friends, he's from Miami. His family moved up to Atlanta. You know, maybe like mid 2000s or whatever, but his dad was deputy chief down in Miami-Dade County. His uncle was, chief in, Florida City for a couple years. So, you know, man, like I got connections everywhere. Like, it's like wherever I go, you know somebody. I'm like, yeah, like people call me when they're like, hey, Manny, do you know somebody for this? Or do you know somebody? I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, I could hook you up. So yeah, man, it's always about, keeping building relationships. You know, you gotta have relationships.
You gotta network, like you said, man, because business is all about networking. Like, you know, sometimes you might need to have a guy to do this and a guy to do that, and you gotta
Yep. So let's see, your email address that they put in here is it Premier Tree and
Land LLC.
Yeah, and LLC. I think they kind of mixed it up here. Check this out.
Premier Tree and Land LLC at gmail.com.
Okay. They put too many. They got and LLC in here. Let me take that out. Premier Tree and LLC at gmail.com. Okay.
Premier Tree and Land.
And Land. Okay. All right. And Land. Okay. Gotcha. All right. And you're probably working from home doing your home business. And we just want to put this in for billing purposes. It won't show up online, and we can block your address also because, you know, if you have a home-based business, they won't find you or anything like that. What's your address that you want to put down for this? It can't be a P.O. box either, unfortunately, but.
Yeah, 708 Grandview Boulevard.
Okay, Grandview Boulevard. And is that going to be Fort Pierce?
Yep.
Okay.
Go Pierce,
three.
When I need to.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. All right. Edit that. Going there. All right, got that updated, and let me get these notes in here. All right, and we got Noel, last name Sanchez, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And you don't have anybody else that you want to add as like an authorized contact, like your wife or girlfriend or anybody else, brother? Just
yeah.
You
could put my soon-to-be wife.
Okay. Cool. What's her name?
Danielle Madigan.
Okay. And I would just put her down as Sanchez because that's going to be her last name, and we're going to speak that into existence there.
Yeah, because we get our wedding November 5th. So.
Oh, congrats. Are you guys getting married locally? Are you doing like a destination wedding?
No, we're doing like out by Melbourne,
okay.
By the beach. Not on the beach, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
somewhere like there's this resort. Not, I wouldn't say resort because it's not like a hotel, but it's like a place dedicated to just marrying people.
Okay. Gotcha. That's good, man. Congratulations. Yeah, me and my
wife,
man, we're coming up on, man, is it 6 years now coming up? Yeah, 6 years. We're coming up on 6 years in December. We got married on New Year's Eve. And I was so glad we picked that because I was like, I can remember that. So.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We've been together 13 years and engaged.
Okay.
5 years, and then we're
cool.
Now wanting to get married, so.
Gotcha, that's good,
man. We gotta do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, services you want to put down. So I pulled it off your home advisor, but I got tree service, sod install, landscaping, drain fill, anything else you want to put under there? And
Land clearing.
Okay, land clearing, all right, let me put that down. And if there's anything else you can think of in the meantime, we can, you know, you can always, once our onboarding team contacts you, they can always add something else for you. So,
All right.
No worries. All right. So we got an excavation and grading. And let me put your links here. Copy that. Bam, bam, bam. No. So let's go. All right, and we're going to go ahead and schedule up a time for our onboarding team to reach out to you. We try to schedule it out between 1 to 3 business days, so that'll probably be between, you know, Wednesday and Friday. We have a couple openings, so you tell me what time kind of works for you, and I can look right here on the calendar and see.
Any day during, I don't know, from whatever time you open up till 12 or 1.
Okay. So
that's
the end
where I'm standing in my truck on the road where I can just sit there and talk.
Okay. All right, cool. Let's see. Let me take a look. You prefer any day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? It just no matter?
Not Wednesday.
Okay. All right, cool. No worries. So let me take a look here. So that'd be 11 or 9. So you guys are like 2 hours out coming in, 7, 8. Okay, so I have one right now that'd be around about 9 a.m. your time on Friday. Does that work?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right, cool. Cool beans. Gotcha. Let me get you here. students. How's you guys' weather down there, man? Is it pretty rainy still, or just?
It just started raining for a little bit. Okay. And it cooled down, so I'm happy about that.
Good. Yeah, man, we're going through here in Costa Rica. It's rainy season from May until late November, early December. So we just get downpours. That's just, like, crazy. Like, it's crazy. And from after that time, like December up to April, it's considered the dry season. Like, we barely get any rain. Like, you might have 2 or 3 days of rain, but it's just dry.
Yeah.
So, all right. And I got you on the calendar here. And 7, 8, 7. All right. And let me add you down. Put your email. Copy here. Interviews. And Friday at 7:00. But I guess. All right. And you'll probably see an email on the way to pop up. It's just the schedule. And so you'll also get a text and an email an hour before. So just in case you got to, you know, change it up, it's a, you know, place in there for you to modify the schedule. So you'll see that in just...
And what's that? Who's going to be calling me?
That's going to be our onboarding team. That's the guys that do all the back-end support, that they're going to set up your, you know, if you want to do the website, they can do the website. They're do your dashboard and just make sure all your keywords and everything is set up. So they're going to go through everything on the back-end with you just to make sure that we got everything. So, yeah. So they handle all that program and stuff on the back-end for you.
All right. And you said I could give them my domain name and they'll take care of the rest, or...
Exactly. That's correct.
All right. Cool.
And we got you on 9:15. What's that? 9:16 at 7:08. 9:16, 2022. 7:08 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay. And let me take a look here for your Facebook page, Premier Land Services. See that one, that's not you. This one is you here. No, I don't think this one. For your page, do you have like a... No, I don't think this is you. I thought you have like a bobcat on
there. Tree and Man Services.
Okay. All right, let me take a look. Because this one that came up, but that was... that one was in Louisiana. Let's see.
No, I got that same logo.
Facebook. Yeah, I don't see you in here, but if you go to if you go to your Facebook page, it's going to give you a link for your business page. And I don't have to get it right now. Like, you could just give it to the onboarding team, because I couldn't find you. I was finding everybody else. I found one in Mississippi. I found one in Louisiana. So if you have that link, they have you just email it over to them, and so they can get that from you and get your Facebook ads going too.
Yeah.
So no worries. No worries. All right. And splash page, yes, customers, yes. Customer will provide it on the call. And you're going to use your own domain, yes. And call tracking. You want to track your calls, right? You want to just have the free calling app so you can track where your leads are coming from? No charge.
Yes.
It's just, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now I tell them to give you access to our application here and target areas. Let's take a look here. So your target areas, I pretty much see the ones that you have listed on your home buyers. So those are cool that you want to use, because you got like Fort Pierce, Palm Beach, Stuart, Jensen Beach, Port St. Lucie, Vero Beach, North Palm, Hobo Sound, Melbourne Beach. So are those pretty much the same ones that you want to put under there?
Yep, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, cool. I'll take those and copy those and put them in here. And if you think of any other ones, they'll probably read these off. And, if you think of any others that you have, we can, add those through the setup team too.
Yeah.
Preferred contact of method. Do you prefer phone, text, or email?
All three.
Okay.
I mean, preferred, obviously phone, but either one. If I had to pick number one, it'd be phone.
Okay, cool. I tell them, I was like, phone works. You prefer that one, but all of them actually work for you. Okay.
Is that for customers or for?
No, that's for us. If we had to contact you for any.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, and your hours of operation, I see you got from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Do you want to leave it that, or you want to put something else on there?
No, that's it.
That's fine? Okay.
6 to 5.
Cool. All right, good deal. Let me copy those out here. Sunday closed. And on your website, when they're doing a website setup, do you want them to set up like a PayPal integration like button on your website so people can pay you through the website? Or are you good for now?
I'm good for now with that. Yeah, because
okay.
I got the
okay.
little card chip thing that normally
like the little square reader or something. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right. No worries. No worries. Okay. Good deal. Got that info here. And make sure I got everything covered. Got your hours operation, no PayPal. Got your cities. Boom, got that. All right, good deal. Got that. And, okay, got your website. Got your, so you're using domain. We got your Premier Tree and Land LLC. Yeah, 708 Grandview Boulevard, Fort Pierce, 34981, Florida, business zip code.
34982.
92? Okay. All right. Gotcha.
34982.
Okay. All right. 92. Boom. Let me update that. All right. Cool. 34982. Gotcha. All right. Good deal. And let me get over here, save this info for you, and we can do payment, bam, bam, billing. All right. All right, Noel. On your card, is it just Noel Sanchez or middle initial or anything?
I'm sorry?
On your debit card or credit card, is it like Noel, just Noel Sanchez, or do you have a middle initial, or is it under your company name?
No, just my regular name.
Okay. All right. Cool. You got a bird back there?
A bird? Yeah, I was just outside.
I heard him back there chirping.
Hold on 1 second. Just
yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
All right, I'm here.
All right.
All right, Noel. So we're going to go ahead and just get whatever form of payment you want to go ahead and put on file for it. It can be Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
All right. Well, I mean, when you were just asking my name, is that the card that's going to be on there?
Yeah, like, so whatever card information, you know.
Yeah, I'm actually going to put it on my wife's credit card.
Okay, all right, let me change that up here. And so, that was that Danielle?
Yeah, Danielle Madigan. Okay. It's going to be a Visa.
All right. How do you spell her last name? Just want to make sure I got it right.
Madigan.
G-A-N, okay. And first name, Danielle?
Yep.
Okay, all right, cool. Let me put that in. Okay. All right, and is that a Visa card?
Yep.
Okay, all right, and I am ready for the card number.
4017-2417. 7106 7868 68.
Okay, so I have 401-724-1771-0671-867-868.
Yep.
All right, good deal. And what's the expiration for that one?
August 2026.
Okay. All right, and the security code, 3-digit code.
0-2-4.
0-2-4? 0-7-4. 7-4.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Okay. All right. And so I'm going to just go through a voice verification. This is just for your protection and ours also, but just mainly for yours, just to make sure that, you know, I was clear and concise with everything that we promised you today and pricing, and we'll just go over all that good stuff real quick. So it basically is going to be a yes or no, you know, question that I ask you, so you can just respond yes or no. So please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Premier Tree and Land Services, LLC.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Noel Sanchez, owner, manager.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. Are you authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other authorized users on the billing of the account?
No.
Okay. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you actively involve in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement? Meaning if you're doing business, if you decide to do business with any other company.
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is 9/13/2022. And the amount
How much?
No. I was just reading off the date. it was the date, 9/13/2022.
Oh. you got it.
No. Another guy did that yesterday. He was like, "Huh? Say what? No." But in the amount of $249, this is the true flat rate. There are no hidden fees, taxes, call fees, or charges of any kind.
All right.
This is a reoccurring.
So then your service. People that call me for what, I know that they're not going to ask for any extra money or nothing?
No. You're good. No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're
cool.
Good. And so this is a reoccurring payment that will take place on the 13th of every month.
Okay.
All right. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you can do so by contacting our client support team at least 3 days prior to the billing. I understand.
All right.
And do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
No. What is that?
That was what I just mentioned, that you have 3 days prior to, like, if you change.
Oh, that, yeah, I got that.
Okay. All right. Exactly. And one last reminder again, this, you know, our client onboarding team, they will contact you, and you're going to get an email also, but they'll contact you on, you know, Friday between the time of, you know, 9 and 10 a.m. in the morning. Again, if you, you know, got to change the time, or if you want to change the date, you can do that through the email, because you're going to, you know, get an email and a text. So just let them know. But, yeah, man, so that is it. You know, again, welcome, Noel, to our business and our family. And, you know, I definitely thank you for, you know, choosing us and, you know, giving us an opportunity again to, you know, prove ourselves to you, you know. And I know it's a bit lot, you know, it's a bit much, you know, just trusting somebody over the phone for what they tell you about him. But, you know, again,
as much as that home advisor, man. So,
right.
Like I told you, I spent a lot of money on that. And yeah, I did get some jobs, but I didn't get that much work,
mm-hmm.
depending on the amount of money I was spending. So, you know what, it was $250.
Exactly. I feel you, man. And so, but again, you know, if you, you know, you Google our company, man, and I'm going to send you a couple text messages. One is going to be my contact information, and, I'm going to send you an email too, just with, your contract. But this is my contact info that's going to come over to you in just a second. That's sent over. And this is just a little quick video. It's a YouTube video that's going to have just some examples of how our client dashboard looks and how things are going to work for you. And again, if you have any questions, you know, during the setup time or whatever, you know, our onboarding team is awesome. So, you know, they'll take however much time that, you know, you really need. But again, you know, usually it's the calls, you know, we say set aside an hour, but usually people get done between 20 and 30 minutes on the call. So
it's
no biggie. And let me go ahead and get your invoice sent out to you. Let me create this. Let's see. All right. Let me get you out of here. Out of here. I think I'm messing up that here. My invoice has been acting a little funky, so I asked one of my managers to get in here and add the invoice. What's one of your bigger loads, man? Are you doing your dispatching and stuff, by yourself, or you have like working with like a dispatch contractor?
I literally got a contract. Well, not a contract, but I got a gig with a plant here that produces fender blocks,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like some contracted underneath them to just deliver the blocks to construction sites.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. That's what's up, man. I know that's it's pretty decent and easy money coming in there.
Yeah, all I gotta do is sit and drive. So, but that gives me time to call customers and schedule and do this and that. And as soon as I get off, I go and do my this. So.
Gotcha. Good. That's awesome. Let's see who is. Alright, almost done here, man. He's just putting the invoice in. It's for some reason I keep getting kicked out of the screen, so he's doing it on the back end for me. So you usually out of the door at about 4 or 5 in the morning?
I'm out, 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I have a buddy, man. He drives for Sealy Posturepedic and, that little company or whatever. They're based out of Atlanta. But, man, they can't keep drivers. But man, they have him working sometimes 14, 15 hours a day. He bring in good money, but he is tired. Sometimes he's out of the door like
people
2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's funny, People think it's no big deal sitting there, but man, just sitting there in a truck, like looking at the road all day long and worry about these crazy people.
Yep.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's no joke.
Man. Man, no joke. And especially, driving in certain cities, especially Atlanta. I don't know if you've been to Atlanta, but Atlanta is like a death trap for truckers because people cannot drive at all, dude. They
go to tight roads and get on this and go through that.
Videos online. and the freeway work, man, is just like, 285, we just call 285, like that's just the interstate that goes around the city, but man, it's just like a death trap because it's like 6-7 lanes, people always want to go 80, 90 miles an hour, cutting off truckers and stuff, and it's just like, you going to see an accident. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's stupid, man. It's just straight up dumb. All right, he got it. Got it there for me. Okay, so we got your Facebook ads. Boom, boom, boom. All right. All right. And so we got you good, man. So you're going to get an email in just a second with your invoice, and it just shows everything that we went through. You also should get a text message in just a few seconds, and that's going to be the terms and conditions. Again, it's just the stuff that we went over. If you see that text or that email come through, as a matter of fact, I can go back in your site and pull it too, just in case you don't see that text. But all you got to do is just go in and just type your name and just hit accept or hit OK.
Yeah.
And okay, you see it.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm trying to put my phone on speaker so you listen.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, and so on there, it's just, again, it's just the terms and conditions. And so you just type in your name, how it's listed, and just hit OK or accept, and then that'll transmit back over to me. And I can close this out, and you are good to go.
I'm sorry, you're right in there, Danielle Madigan.
Yeah, you can put her name in. Yep. Since it's actually under her billing name, so you can just type that in.
It took me to the beginning to password and username and all that.
Okay. Nah, you're good. You should be good to go. Let me refresh the screen here real quick, and it'll tell me and let me know. Let's see. Let me send it back over real quick. Let's see. Let me open up the page of my screen. Copy. Go to. Hey, Noel, you still there?